Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we've brought our good friend Kirill back to talk about DocumentDB. You're becoming a regular because DocumentDB team is killing it right now. You're doing amazing stuff over there.
Thank you, Scott. It was great to hear.
So one of your big fans, Miguel de Haza, is always tweeting about DocumentDB. Why does he love it so much?
Because this is about love. I mean, these are two great technologies that we have now in our portfolio, Xamarin and DocumentDB. And with every long-term relationship, you have few tangible facts that make it stick. Right? On Xamarin's side, there's no even need to talk about it. It's just fantastic. It's C#, it's fast, it's cross-platform, it works. On DocumentDB side, it's a NoSQL database. For mobile developers, where I can have 10 versions of my apps out there, and they all speak to me with different versions of my data, DocumentDB could care less. We just take it all in single collection, and queries continue to work. I don't need to adjust anything. I just need to keep updating my client app. DocumentDB will take it all, and the queries continue to be fast. DocumentDB is built to be fast, right? It's you can execute requests in less than 10 milliseconds and ingest that's millions of requests per second, which is if you have an app, popular app, and you want it to be snappy, it's important.
Right, right. And you bring up something really important there. You said in a world where apps are updating every week, every other week, you know, I'm getting updates in the App Store on my iPhone constantly. You just said that you could have a whole cascading series of versions of your app out there. Dealing with that in a traditional relational database and the versioning nightmare is a challenge.
It's a challenge, yes. And your middle tier starts to grow up. It's hard. It's a managed database. And mobile developers love managed things, where you don't have to think about VMs, cores. And you just tell it how much throughput you need, how many requests per second, and we'll scale it, and we'll keep scaling it to petabytes of data. It's global. So if you have a global app, if you have users in other geographies, we can bring it with one click on the map. We can bring the data to your users. And there are a few things that I loved and about DocumentDB even before I started working on it, is that there are a few features that are specifically interesting to mobile developers, like geospatial support, built-in support for GeoJSON, in the queries, in the database, and we'll talk about it a little, show some quick demo, and built-in support for binary attachments. Dealing with blobs of data and structured data, there's never just a structured or unstructured data. There's never just blobs. It's all together.
Right.
And having one place for your data to go, and we'll take care of it, putting blobs in storage and putting everything correctly. That's interesting. Let's dive in.
Because you can do a lot of wrong things with a document database if you were like, here's a bunch of great structured data or unstructured data, and then here's a JPEG.
Exactly.
Do we base64 it and bury it? Like, what do you do with that?
Exactly.
Being able to have a solution for that is really important.
Yep. And on Anistic Hours, we will use blob storage where it needs to be. We'll make the right decision.
Do the right thing, yeah.
Exactly. So let's dive in. Let's see how easy it is.
All right. As
with every platform, when you create a DocumentDB account, we offer you a quick start.
Yep.
Right? And for Xamarin, we just added a quick start where you can add a collection and download a Xamarin project already connected to DocumentDB. So let's take a look. It's connected to my xamarin.documents.azure.com. It's already, we'll talk about security in a moment. There are several CRUD operations here. It's a to-do list demo,
right,
kind of hello world of these days. What you would expect from query. There are language integrated queries, there are updates. The important part here is if I do this, we talked about versioning, right? And if I go and add, so I didn't actually have it there, but if I go and add this priority field.
You're making a column
addition here. Now let's store some data before we do this. Right. And let's go and see kind of what did we store in the Document Explorer. Right. So we have our documents, get milk. Okay, so we have priorities there. Let's remove it. Like, why do we need priorities? So let's remove this field.
Okay.
For some reason, we decided that we don't need it anymore.
Right, so schema change.
Schema change, right? And I think I already removed it from my insert. Oh, no, I didn't remove. Okay, let's remove it from my insert. And let's run it again. All I needed to do is update the app. I don't need to touch my backend. There is no backend. It connects directly to DocumentDB.
Right.
And I just add one more. one more item,
right,
and go back to my Sorry about that.
That's okay. Looks like you like using DocumentDB because you've got a lot of databases.
Yes.
Okay, so we jump into the Document Explorer.
Yep, and
should have two.
We should have two.
All right.
And here's our second one.
That
and
one
it doesn't
does
have
not
it,
have
right?
priority. Does so, the first one still have it, even though you removed it? It does.
And our app continues to work. Everything continues to work. The only change I needed to do, just update my app, right? Issue a new version. So versioning is solved in a way. You don't have to deal with the middle tier. You don't have to deal with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, security is an important question, right? So we just put here a key, this account key, which it just, and this account key will end up on millions of devices if our app is popular. It's just giving out your house key mm-hmm. to everyone. Thankfully, DocumentDB has a nice built-in authorization engine that helps you with kind of popular scenarios like per-user data.
Mm-hmm.
The way you do this is first, we let me show you the settings. We add partition key to our collection. So here I have another collection. I added user items mm-hmm. and added partition key user ID. To start with, it helps us scale out. If I have millions of users, DocumentDB transparently will just continue to grow. You don't need to do anything. It also allows us to secure data mm-hmm. so that users can only have access to their data. I have a sample here on GitHub that illustrates how to do this. So we add Facebook to our app,
mm-hmm.
and we add one more component, resource token broker. Resource tokens is a feature in DocumentDB. It's like shared access signatures mm-hmm. that are familiar to some of folks, except it can encapsulate the access to different resources within DocumentDB. You can issue a resource token that carries access to just single document, or all documents within a single partition key, or entire collection.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a read access, or it could be read-write access, whatever you need. And in this case, once we authenticate with Facebook, and we take advantage of App Service Facebook authentication, so we didn't have to write any code, resource token broker can issue, can request a resource token for the logged-in user for its partition. So only users' documents will be visible. And then return this resource token to the app, and the app now has access for the logged-in user's documents
mm-hmm.
and no one else's.
And is the SDK for Xamarin taking care of a lot of this work for
yeah,
you?
You don't have to do it. In the SDK, all you need to do is just pass a user ID as a partition key.
And that dance happens automatically.
The dance happens automatically. So that's a nice part. And over time, we will bring this resource token broker down into DocumentDB so that OAuth becomes built-in feature.
Nice.
Right now, it's a sample. So that's how you solve security. To finish this, I wanted to bring something really specific to mobile,
mm-hmm.
right? And we mentioned geospatials.
Right.
So let's take a look at this demo.
I was mentioning in the DocumentDB video that we did on aggregates that you see a lot of geospatial on mobile, right? You're moving
yeah.
around, you've got GPS, you've got maps. It's very, very common scenario.
Totally. And let's launch this app. And while it's starting up, so I have here an app that allows me to get list of earthquakes that happened within a given region.
Okay.
I'll just draw up a polygon.
Right.
And I can get my earthquakes.
Okay. And you're simulating an iPad here.
Yep. And it's
well, the simulator
is always a little bit slower. The nice thing about it. Okay, it's loading. Great. So what we see here is Seattle. Right.
Yeah.
Let's move it up a little.
Seattle-ish. Okay. So there's a region there that you
yep.
have a view.
And let's draw a nice polygon.
So a totally arbitrary polygon with
yep.
points that you're making here.
And then I'm going to get those squeaks.
I see. So you're sending that polygon to DocumentDB, and it's doing all the
exactly.
within work.
Within work, yes. And I get the list of earthquakes. I can see that, yeah, we live on shaky grounds here. There are some earthquakes. Like, just for comparison, let's take a look at Oregon. Let me remove this.
All right. It's a big area.
Much smaller. So you picked the right place to live.
I feel good. I think it's good. Good about my decision.
Well, let's take a look. What's important here is not that I can draw polygons on a map, is that how easy it is, right? With language integrated query, all I needed to do is just have my quake.location within and pass a polygon.
So just to make sure that people really understand how important this is, you didn't go, I like to joke about this, you didn't just take a lot of hard work and hide it in a function called do it, and then look, it's only one line of code. This is the actual DocumentDB SDK. You said create document query. You're using a link query that feels very comfortable. There's your type right there. You pass in your collection URI, and you said location within this polygon, where the polygon got passed in right there.
Yep.
This is very high-level, structured way of looking at things. And then you said add range. There's nothing hidden there. There's no helper function. Yep. There's no utilities.cs.
Yep.
You really solved a non-trivial problem in 12 to 13 lines of code.
I just generated this type directly from the data set, and our data set is right here. Mm-hmm.
Is that a sample that someone could see? Can we get that online?
Yeah.
The earthquake samples out there?
And it's nice thing about it is that because it's the keys read-only, you don't even have to do anything.
Seriously.
It's just accesses our collections that we host for everyone.
Oh, really? Cool.
You can just write out. You don't have to sign up for anything or sign up for Azure.
But DocumentDB also has this great sandbox. You can go to documentdb.com, and you can also check it out without signing up for anything and experience DocumentDB for yourself.
That's true. So that's what we have. We have true love between Xamarin and DocumentDB.
Very cool. We're learning all about how great DocumentDB is and how wonderful it makes your Xamarin applications here on Azure Friday.